Welcome to Season 5 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs, marketers, and founders to accelerate growth and thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 227.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Well, this episode is brought to you by Recharge, the leading subscription management solution helping e-commerce merchants of all sizes launch and scale subscription offerings. The subscription market is predicted to grow to nearly $500 billion by 2025. That's a billion with a B. And as the fastest growing area in commerce, subscription holds tremendous opportunities to build a community of customers who share your values. Now, Recharge powers the growth of thousands of subscription merchants and their communities, turning one-time transactions into long-term customer relationships. With subscriptions, merchants are able to experience predictable revenue, increased customer loyalty, and higher average order values. Whether you're a direct-to-consumer business or an omni-channel brand, subscriptions strengthen your brand's relationships with your customers and make it easy for consumers to make repeat purchases. Turn transactions into relationships and experience seamless subscription commerce with Recharge. Get started today with a subscription payment solution trusted by over 45 million subscribers worldwide. You can check them out at rechargepayments.com/Fastlane. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you probably are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Actually, many more. We have so many streaming apps now that are available with this podcast. You can also stream a current episodes of a very relevant back catalog. You can go directly to ecommercefastlane.com. Now, in today's episode, my guest is Andrew Chan, who is the co-founder and CMO of a company called AfterShip. And what AfterShip is they're a post-purchase experience tool that helps e-commerce businesses to improve their post-purchase experience. You know, for over the last 10 years, AfterShip has been grown. I think they're over 350-some employees now. They're in three continents. They have over 13,000 paying customers and over 10 different products. Really, really compelling. They're a very large player in the Shopify world. A lot of people have heard of AfterShip and are currently using it very clearly. But I also believe there's going to be a notable amount of people that don't know about it. And I'd also add that with a delisting of a certain product in the Shopify App Store, today might be a very interesting episode that we might want to expand upon a bit and learn more about an application they have that's really helping brands with the returns experience. So, hi, Andrew. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thanks so much for having me.
I love your microphone. It sounds lovely. Sure, mics are great. I'm glad you took my advice and picked up one. Sound great.
Love
it
that.
Just adds some credibility, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So let's talk a little bit on a high level first about AfterShip. I'm going to talk a little bit about, hey, it's the post-purchase experience, maybe tracking orders and these sorts of things. But let's just talk about the problem that it's solving. Because you've been doing this for quite a few years now. And just high level first, and then we'll kind of unpack it a bit.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, like we do like post-purchase experience, focusing on that. And then we have like two areas that we focus on. It's a shipment tracking experience and the return experience. So we serve over 14,000 paid customers worldwide, ranging from like SMB to mid-market to enterprise. And that includes over 1,000 top Shopify Plus brands like Gymshark, you know, Kylie Skin, Pura Vida, Blenders Eyewear, and more. And I think like when we say talk about what kind of problems we are solving, like one thing that I think many brands are aware, like in the last few years and also this coming year probably, is actually one trend that Shopify also mentioned in the future of commerce. In case you haven't checked it out, check it out. the rising, you know, acquisition costs for forces brands to, you know, foster long-term relationship with customers. So get kind of like forcing brands to focus on existing customers, the repeat customers. So how do they build a better relationship on that and then build the brand and so that to generate higher LTV and then boost the conversion rates, etc. So one thing that we try to help on that front is about the shipment tracking and the return. For the shipment tracking side, you know, while many brands see all the status, or shipment tracking is just, you know, a page for a customer to see the status, but more and more brands are actually changing this approach. And they realize there's a high traffic coming to the tracking, all the status tracking page from the customers per order their 3 visits. You know, so brands like Gymshark will use solutions like Aftership to generate like branded tracking page and also send notifications to engage customers to keep them aware of like the delivery status. And also we have the return experience. So the return products will help the brands to provide self-service return solutions while lowering the return cost and then retaining more revenue while they need to do the return. That's kind of a high-level summary for what we do.
That's lovely. I didn't know. I know of you, obviously, and I have many brands that are using your services, but I didn't realize that Gymshark and some of the other like Pura Vida and Blenders and stuff. I mean, these are very, very, very large Shopify, especially Gymshark. These are massive brands, signature, I almost call them key accounts in Shopify. And it's so interesting that they've made the decision to use Aftership products as part of their tech stack. I think that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. We are very lucky, you know, to have amazing customers like all over the world and choose us to work together.
So let's talk a little bit about the origin story, because it always fascinates me why people build what they build. I know over time you've iterated, but let's talk about how the pieces came together for the founding team and like where did the desire and the expertise come from?
Yeah, so we start back in 2012, end of 2011. I met with my another co-founder at a startup event called Startup Weekend. So basically, it's a global event. So a bunch of people, you know, do the hackathon within 54 hours and you pitch the idea. And luckily, we won the Hong Kong competition. And then later on, we won the global competition. And the journey started since then. We launched our first product like 3 months after, and then we onboarded first customer, and then we are on TechCrunch. And then we got like key customers like Groupon and then Wish.com, etc. But one key thing is Teddy, like the other co-founder, he's a e-commerce seller. He runs eBay store. He was a top eBay seller, and then later on has his own online store. And always customers ask like, where is my order? He is an engineer, and I find it really just like, I won't say the word stupid, but it's kind of like, hey, he thought the status is there. Why don't you track it? So obviously the customers know how to track, but actually many customers like kind of lazy, don't want to find a way to track it. So you need to copy the tracking number and then enter the tracking number into the carrier website and then find out the status. And then that time, the carriers don't really have like proactive notifications, right? So Teddy invented kind of like small solutions. It's kind of automatically notifying customers about the delivery status from time to time, because customers like keep informed, because that time, the delivery time, it can be like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and the customer cancel the order in between. So keeping them informed can increase the delivery rates and also lower the refund rates, and as well as reduce the, we call it the WISMO tickets, you know, customers stop asking where is the order.
Yeah. You know what? I can see that happening a lot. You mentioned about this branded tracking page and you said, well, I don't know, 3 or more times a customer actually goes to that page, and like what a wealth of opportunity to, you know, and I'm not sure specifically on your tool, if you're able to, you know, even think about zero party data. Can we ask some questions on this branded page? Like, can we upsell? Can we cross sell? Can we find out their birth date and their likes? And let's talk about that, because if people are making a purchase and right now they don't have a branded tracking page, but there are other widgets and fields and things that I think could be populated on those that I think could be useful for marketers. Are you able to talk about that a bit?
Yeah, definitely. I think the branded tracking page in the, we call it old time, you know, they go to the carrier website, of course they see the delivery dates, but now what we talk about the branded tracking page is actually the brand holding this experience. So we help the brands to host this page, but the domain is like under the brands like track your domain.com. So the tracking information is within your page. not just the SEO is beneficial to your website, but of course, in the website, in the page, you can customize the look and feel, you know, the color, the brand, but most importantly, to add the marketing asset, inserting the latest coupon, or even including the Instagram feed and, of course, product recommendations from your Shopify store. So that's helped generate lots of, you know, traffic back to your own website.
I noticed too, since we're talking about Gymshark a minute ago, I went to track.gymshark.com and I see they have a really nice, it's minimalistic, but it's to the point. And I think it asks a lot of great things. It says, here's track your order. You put your order number, or your phone number, some details, but also like shop women's, shop men, shop accessories. And then you can even find out more about Gymshark and their training opportunities. So it's very interesting. Like as far as their brand is concerned, people are obviously going to this page a lot. Now I haven't put a tracking number in here to see what the experience is when it actually shows you where your order is. But it's interesting when you come here, like, okay, yeah, I'm going to find my order in a second, but oh, wow, I didn't know they had training. Click. I guarantee that happens, right?
That happens because like, they come to it and I come to the page and I see the delivery status or look up their order status and they get curious, you know, it's beautiful pictures, you know, they probably are fan as well. They probably want to re-engage. I always say like those kind of advertisement is kind of like the iPhone billboard on the street. You want to keep the customer engaged, you know, you don't want to keep them, hey, after purchase button, bye-bye, you know.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, exactly. So let's talk a little bit about how you believe merchants can leverage a post-purchase experience. I mean, you know, part of it we talked about, you know, obviously there's the tracking of the order and having a branded landing page and a tracking page. And then there's the returns experience. But let's just overall talk about like, how do you believe maybe a post-purchase experience can increase revenue? Because that's the whole idea here. I'm thinking about the repeat business or, you know, just adding trust to the transaction in general.
Yeah, I think like focusing on the revenue, like we can have, you know, a customer case called Baked by Melissa. It's a beautiful cupcake. Customers, like they are based in New York. They sell cupcake all over the States. And they reported that they are Aftership users. So they reported that about 25% of their store coming through the branded tracking page. Because I think per order, they are like almost 3 visits per order. That really drive high traffic. So of course, like those traffic will, a certain percentage will convert into purchase, right? So I think the brand tracking page driving high traffic is one key. The other thing is about the shipping notification, either by email or SMS is also very crucial. And letting a customer know the brand's taking care of the customers, even after the product is shipped. So shipping emails have a very high open rate of like 65%, click rate of 41%. If you look up those marketing email, probably maximum 20% of open rate. So brands leverage on that and add like product recommendation and then to drive additional sales. And the other thing about post-purchase experience is about on-time delivery. So delivery time become really unstable with the COVID situation and many brands struggle to keep up with it. So having the visibility of the on-time rate, for example, you promise customers 3 days, is it really 3 days? Like carrier may take longer time and you also may use like multi-carriers. Can you keep track of those, right? So examples like we have a top brands in their listed company and then they help them to realize their on-time rates, deliver rates all over the world. And then they see the on-time delivery rates is not even close to 50% during COVID. So what they need to do is really changing the carrier strategy and then also providing a more accurate delivery time to customers. And finally, they can achieve over 80% on-time delivery rates. Yeah. And of course, one other key thing is that we have a dashboard for merchants to find out all different exceptions, their shipments, so they can take like proactive updates, for example, incorrect address, right? If it's incorrect address, the product probably shipped back to the seller. So rather than like customer complaining and then ask for refund, you know, merchants can take proactive steps and then to retain that revenue and of course to drive higher delivery rates and reduce the refund rate.
What's interesting is the proactive tracking I find interesting. And so the branded landing page will have all the details, these potential exceptions, things like that. Is there any part of the tool that guests could alert either in real time directly to the customer or to a customer service rep internally in an organization saying, hey, this customer is under the impression that it's coming today, but I've just, my tool, AfterShip, has figured out through the carrier, through the API that no, there's an exception today, there's weather, COVID related, whatever it is, it's not coming today. And so is there ways, or it's lost, it hasn't moved for 4 or 5 days. Like, I just don't know what kind of logic you have going on in your solution to say, hey, we need to reach out proactively to our merchant because they're under the impression it's coming and a certain date and it's not now. So what happens in that situation?
Yeah, so we have unify all the statuses across 900 carriers worldwide. So regardless which carrier you use, we kind of can find out is this exception and what kind of the reason behind it. So we have substatus for each exception, for exception as well. For example, incorrect address or the weather or it's delayed. So by knowing different substatus, right? So we can also do notifications based on those substatuses. And also you mentioned if there is no update for a certain time and not moving for a certain time, can you notify the internal team? So our tool also provides something like if this then that kind of a flow model of email notification or SMS to internal or external so that internal team can follow up. Or if it's for example, failed attempt, customer not at home, can you notify the customers, hey, remember to contact the carriers to rearrange the delivery as soon as possible. So it's also doable within our product.
Okay, perfect. That's good to hear. Let's talk a bit about brand loyalty, because I think, this is all part of, we always say that, it's easier to grow your revenue with your existing customers than it is to go out and acquire new ones. And it's, as we know, the ROAS, the return on ad spend, is increasing. iOS 14 now, the tracking is going away, the cookie-less apocalypse that's happening, all this craziness is going on. And so knowing that, if you're able to acquire new customers, how do we drive more brand loyalty? So let's talk about, since you're experts in the post-purchase experience, how do you believe that post-purchase experience is a vital strategy to build brand loyalty?
Yeah, that's an amazing question, because I think Amazon, right? Everyone shop at Amazon in the States. So it's kind of raising the bar every single, I won't say day, but kind of quarter, they have something newish. But the customer experience after purchase is kind of have a standard set by Amazon. People can have that notification, people can do exchange easily. So customer expect better experience, not just before purchase, but after the purchase. And they all know that the shopping experience doesn't stop at the purchase button. So we did actually a survey to the merchants, shoppers, the end customers, why they keep going back to the same online store for shopping. And of course, the product quality and pricing is crucial. But the other key factors are actually related to having a proactive order status updates and also easy or slash free return experience for the shoppers. And another thing is about keeping existing customer happy. Repeat customers, they already know about your product, your pricing, and what they really, really care or what can go wrong is actually the shipping experience or customer support, and also the post-purchase things that piss people off. And over 50% of those customer tickets are about order status and about the refund or return problem or questions. Imagine you don't do well in those and then existing customers go extra angry and complain on Twitter and other social media. And usually they will start with I used to shopping at this store, but the service is no longer the same. It goes really bad, etc. So really making sure the existing customers are happy with your service is really crucial. And other things is that the post-purchase engagement is what I say, right? It's the billboard on the street. So having your brands keep appearing on different touch points after purchase, whether it's tracking, whether it's return, or even later on, reviews, etc., you need to keep customer engaged to drive the brand loyalty.
Yeah, it's definitely a messy world out there where there's so many competitors, and you just think of, gosh, I think Shopify has got close to 2 million customers now, merchants that are selling on their platform. It's likely nonstop growing. And then knowing that, it can be a very competitive world in there. And one way of differentiating yourselves, exactly what you're saying, with these multiple touch points and just offering this great service through a branded tracking page, proactively trying to help the customer out and let them know when it's going to arrive. Or, the other option that we're talking about is the return side, because, you know, I've learned a lot over the years, like being here at Shopify, even this podcast, the fact that returns, the way you process a return is literally the key to lifetime value for a customer, because sometimes a return isn't bye-bye forever. It's just buy for right now. And the whole idea is like, and how you manage all that. So I guess my question back to you is that, so how is your return experience? And, you know, is there an opportunity for potentially exchanges? Is there opportunity for saying like, you know, or can we ask the right questions to understand why the return is happening? Or do we strictly go down a funnel of, okay, you want to return, click, 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 and go through that? Because I'm trying to think, I'm wondering if there's a profit center here available of like, do we have to give the money back right away? Or is it really just a size problem? And can we facilitate that quickly instead of return and a rebuy?
Yeah, you nail it. You know about the industry and also you're a shopper. So, and also you see lots of merchants, right? I think the return experience is something unavoidable. So merchants is not avoiding, you know, avoid customers to like, hey, don't return to us. Like, it's actually return is welcome. But we always ask like the merchants, do you have like clear or simple return policy first, right? Do you have a no question asked return policy? And can you automatically generate the label, allow the customers to ship it back to you or bring it to some hub, you know, to FedEx or UPS, right? Do you give like proactive updates to the customers on the return status? So what we do, we provide a self-service return. Is what you say is like click a click and then the consumers can do the return on a branded return page where the customers can enter like the email and also the order ID, and then they will see the item they want to select to return. And of course, at the same time, the merchants can also filter out those not ineligible items that cannot be returned. For example, discounted item or certain category. And then they can say, hey, do you want to exchange to a different size, different color, right? Before you ask for a refund, because it's very crucial to let the customers to choose those things first. And if the customer chooses that, you don't actually need the reason too much because it's, you know, it's about changing the size and changing color. Only if the customer is really looking for other options, for example, want to exchange for other items or refund, you start to ask for more reason, right? And when asking them to, hey, do you want to exchange for other item or refund? Do you give them extra credit for exchange for other items to encourage them not to refund? So it's also very crucial to how to make the customers, you know, to have exchange rather than refund.
That's really good. I'm glad that you give that opportunity there. I love the self-serve model because a lot of people just don't want to talk to anybody and they just want to kind of deal with it. But it's nice a little bit to be able to have that opportunity to say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and process this. But then, you know, there's some triggers internally that says, hey, you know, is there an opportunity here? Let's kind of almost like goaltend this return and let's figure out what the next steps are if an exchange is in order. It just, if anything, it's nice that a human being actually gets to reach out and say, hey, we're just about to process your return. Oh, and by the way, I see about a 10. Are we looking for a 9 or a 12? Or was it, no, everything's fine. Okay, great. No problem. Here's your label. Thank you very much. And boom, 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 and off they go. I think that's a great experience. I've seen other solutions maybe that maybe are giving people credits and trying to do things. There's so interesting the way people can do things. But I think this is a very interesting model of allowing them to self-serve to do their return, but then goaltend it a bit and then double check just to make sure before final label production.
Yeah, definitely. Like having a self-service, you know, not only saving the time of the merchants, but customer love it.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's pivot a bit over. I'm going to talk a little bit about others. I always joke around this show, but where there's competition, there's business. And I think that's important in your space. We have 14,000 customers, but you know, it's a big blue ocean out there of potential opportunities in the Shopify world for sure, of merchants that are looking to improve their post-purchase experience. But you know, you can do a quick search in Google or go to the App Store. It'll reveal some notable peers. We don't need to mention who they are, but you know, you're playing in very interesting space where there's room for everybody to expand. You're very clearly the last 10 years been doing it. You have 350 employees. It's very clear that there's engineering and customer success and lots of things going on in your organization as you're helping brands. But I just would love to understand how Aftership has been a little more intentional to kind of differentiate from others in the Shopify ecosystem.
Yeah, I think for us, like we definitely like aiming to help more and more enterprise, Shopify plus store for sure. But at the same time, we want to make sure we take care of, you know, new stores, you know, SMB and mid-market. So for us, you know, for the product team, the challenge is we need to ship like advanced features, but while making sure we're adding more and more features to our SMB and mid-market. So striking a balance. But looking at those advanced features, right, there are a few things that we want to really focus this coming year. There's one thing is about more accurate. We call it like after ship estimated delivery date, kind of like a prediction of the delivery date using our big data and also using the merchants' data as well to provide a more accurate date than even the carriers. So having a more accurate date help the merchants to drive like higher satisfaction and also higher on-time delivery date as well. Especially when people using merchants using multi-carrier, it's very hard to have like a very accurate delivery date if they don't using the big data. So that's one thing. The other thing is about we distinguish ourselves as kind of international. We focus on US, like 70% of our customers are from US. But when they want to go international, we support over 900 carriers worldwide, especially for those like Shopify Plus. They grow internationally and then they plan to grow like next 3 to 5 years internationally. We can help them. And of course, the dashboard, you know, helping the support team or logistics team having very in-depth analysis so that they can find out the delivery time, on time rates, exception, even more like suggesting actions for their team rather than like them, you know, really just spend time to dig out the problem is something that we need to focus this year. And of course, the last thing is about the integrations with all different partners. Like there are many amazing partners like Gorgeous, like KVO, and also Attentive. So we would like to integrate more and more technology partners so that to enable merchants to have a better experience.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I always mention to brands. I say, you know, before I'm going to recommend a new platform, I always have to do my personal due diligence with the company to say, hey, you know, do you play nicely with others like in non-competing verticals? Like, you know, is there certain pieces of technology that brands need? It could be Attentive or PostScript. It could be one of the Yotpo products. I mean, there's so many different tools and things that people and brands need. And then it's great to hear that if someone now decides after this podcast that, hey, you know what? I do want to improve my post-purchase experience. I want to improve my branded landing page, which I don't have. I have the Shopify default. I also want to have a better returns experience, self-serve with a little bit of goaltending going on internally. Aftership might be a great opportunity for me. It's nice to know that you're playing nicely with others in the Shopify ecosystem.
Yeah, definitely. Like playing together make us even stronger. And then customers love to use many different solutions as well anyway. Yeah.
So I'm going to pivot to a story right now. I think, you know, we all love stories. I mean, there's like a lot of founders, there's entrepreneurs, there's marketers, lots of people that are listening to this podcast each week. And I know a story really can educate and inspire them to take action. And that's kind of what the purpose of this podcast is, really, is to understand, you know, tools and platforms and things that are in the Shopify ecosystem. But how do we improve the site? Like whatever those business metrics are. And I hopefully don't put you on the spot here, but it'd be great if you could maybe share a recent journey of a Shopify brand that maybe didn't have Aftership, they implemented it, and then kind of what happened on the other end after implementing it.
Yeah, so there's a one client called Miss to Mrs. So if you haven't checked, like you don't know, like check it out. It's a very fun company because they provide like bridal subscription box. They're based in Toronto, Canada. So they actually have two businesses, and one is the subscription box business, and the other one is the traditional a la carte online store. So they find us like through one of their vendors, and then they come inbound and then like would like to know about our service. So our account executive helped them on board, and they join us because they want to really improve the post-purchase experience that matches their brand image, because it's very crucial for especially subscription box business. Like some people can buy a la carte and some people can do subscription. And if you're buying a la carte, right, I probably want to encourage you to buy the subscription box. So what can you do after you purchase in a la carte to encourage them to do the subscription is definitely looking at the post-purchase experience. So through the tracking page or delivery notifications, they can say if you are a la carte, right, you can do subscription box. Like, can you explore that? And the other thing that amazing what they do is because they know the customer wedding day, So they will know exactly which product to promote at each phase of a wedding planning journey with the subscription box model, right? So they can actually do like the shipping notification for, let's say, the first shipments talking about the next one, and then the next one talk about the next one. So they can create a more, you know, a journey for the customer. I think one thing is like before and after, you know, before joining AfterShip, they wanted to build it in-house, you know, use the API and integrate directly with the carriers, but it's really tough and it requires lots of technology resources. So while they find us, they can, because we integrate with all their carriers, so they can save time on integrations by just using the Shopify plugin. And we also have a simple API. If they want to scale up and then build something internal, you know, to send notification internally or build their own tracking page, right, we can also support that.
I think that might be the case with MrToMrsBox.com. It's very interesting. I've not been there and I've seen a lot of websites, believe me, in my day. I've been Shopify for 5 years and been in commerce for close to 20, but I've not seen this particular site. This is interesting that there's an a la carte option, subscription option. Obviously the LTV value of subscription makes the most sense. And it is definitely a journey of, you know, I'm engaged to my wedding day and, you know, there's multiple months of planning and hence what they're doing here. It's very interesting for the prep of the big day, they call it. This particular one, I tried to go to, for example, I went to MrsBox.com and there is no subdomain set up for their tracking page. So in this particular case, maybe they have a different or more unique branded page. Instead of the subdomain for the branded landing page, they have something more integrated into their URL?
Yeah, so they can do subdomain, you know, they can use their own custom domain if they want. So what AfterShip is doing is like, unlike other services, we do try to be more white label and stay behind the scene. You know, we want to leave that, you know, the branding, leave it to the brands. Don't show AfterShip, you know, unlike some solution, they would just put their product name out. We just try to stay hidden a little bit because that's most important, is to really show the brand's value. Yeah.
I see. Yeah. And I see that too. When you go under my account, you know, there's a dedicated link about, and it allows you to log in. And so they definitely go through a process to make sure that they validate the person by email address to take a look at their active subscription box and or track their current kind of order of just one-offs and stuff. So it's very interesting how they're doing that. So I'll make sure I put that in the show notes because it's nice to see inspiration from others. And thanks for this story, because I think this is very interesting that this is how they've put it together. And obviously there's a lot of success out of this one. So I'll put it in the show notes, throw them some love. Others may want to be interested that are getting married. They might want to check this company out. So it's pretty cool. So let's talk about the future of AfterShip. I'm always, you know, once again, it's just nice to know that, you know, you're building a lot of great products right now. This post-purchase experience is a hot topic. It's super important. It builds that lifetime value and that lifetime loyalty that we want. But let's talk about 22 and beyond. Like, is there a North Star in your company, or is there anything that you can share publicly about maybe a roadmap or a direction of the company? You have these two core products of both the shipping notifications and then the returns tracking side of the business. Just overall, is there anything that, just, I'd like to get warm and fuzzy, but like, what else are you working on?
Yeah, so I think like the basic things, you know, as a SaaS company, like number of like customers, like pay customers, like active customers is very crucial for both products. But when you look at like AfterShip itself, like one key thing that we want to make sure is like it's bringing value to our customers. So we look at like the top customers or pay customers, right? If you're pay customers, are we driving your tracking page, driving enough traffic? Is it engaged enough? Is your notifications like have high open rates, you know, click rates, etc.? Is your shipments having like 80% plus on-time delivery rates, etc.? So those things are very crucial for brands. And the other things is for the returns part, like what is your return rate? Is it higher than or lower than the industry? How about your refund rates? Is it keep going up? Do you encourage like people to do the exchange? How about exchange rate and how much revenue you retain through this return, you know, experience? So those things, I think for each product, like they need to really make sure our customers are really not just happy as a service, like really bring the value and then get the ROI. You never want to, what we want to do, like we build software that like people use and people love, not people saying like buy it and then don't use it kind of like software. So that's kind of like what we want to keep focusing on and then keep growing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's lovely. Well, thank you for sharing that. So how can people learn more about AfterShip? Like where do you want to send people today and they can learn more about your solutions and any kind of resources and things you have?
Of course, like our website, AfterShip.com, where you can see lots of like our case studies and also, you know, the features, right? Of course, like check out the Shopify app store, type AfterShip, And then you can find us and of course the return center as well. And on our website, like, do check out the blogs, you know, the insights and the case study, etc. Yeah.
I'm going to make sure after recording today, I was mentioning to one of your teammates, Dina, saying, hey, I got to get the RSS feed. I got to get on e-commerce Fastlane because I syndicate a lot of great content. That's one of the, I guess, interesting use cases of e-commerce Fastlane. There's the podcast and that's great, but it's also the fact that it's a source of truth for content around all of the partners. So the three Shopify blogs plus about 70 other partners. Aftership is not one of them yet. And so as of maybe this recording release, you're now going to be part of that group. And then, you know, and I'm on your blog right now and you are producing some really great content that I think needs to cast a wider net for discovery. So as of, you know, the next week or so, we'll get you out. Just more people will learn more about your thought leadership around about the post-purchase experience. So I think that's great. And I think you guys are really onto something. I know that we chatted a tiny bit before recording. I understand that you would like to, I guess, offer an exclusive kind of a bonus or a kind of people that want to kick the tires a bit and they want to see what Aftership is all about and you want to offer a little bonus. So can you share some of those details?
Yeah, I'd love to offer the listeners, like, we will offer like 10% off for the first year when you sign up through the link that Steve is going to share. Yeah.
So it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/ Aftership, and then that will redirect to your landing page. And then I think on there, thank you for that offer. So 10% off for the one full year. And then you can go to the app store and actually download the app, get into your admin, at least see what it does and understand the power of, okay, you know what? The shipping notification page, if you're using the default currently, you will be blown away with what the options are available on a branded tracking page. And so you can go down that journey and then also think about your returns experience. I think that's the other side of this conversation today. It's tracking on the outbound, but it's also how do we help the customer in case there needs to be a return. Good timing too, because I think Return Magic, which was, I think, a Shopify owned app at one point, I think it's being delisted and I don't know what the future is of it, but there's quite a few Return Magic customers that may be listening today. This sounds like a great opportunity to get involved with Aftership and take over some of those leads, some of those customers right now that are with Return Magic as it's being delisted. So once again, Andrew, just thank you for coming on the show today. I just really appreciate finally, after all these years, we finally can record, you know, and it's just, I really think you have a great product. I'm sure it was an early experiment in the early days, but I know you won the hackathons and getting on TechCrunch. Things have evolved over the years, and so you guys really are the real deal, and I want to just thank you for being part of the Shopify ecosystem and giving back, and thanks for recording today.
Thanks so much.
Have yourself a great day. Today's episode is brought to you by Recharge, the leading subscriptions payment solution for Shopify brands. Thousands of merchants use subscriptions powered by Recharge to grow their business and their communities by increasing average order value, reducing churn, and providing predictable recurring revenue. Turn transactions into relationships and experience seamless subscription commerce with Recharge. You can check them out today at rechargepayments.com/Fastlane. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.